This is Shambhala, Sun editor of web publications Rod Mead Sperry, and you're listening to the second installment of a Shambhala Sun audio preview of our new September 2009 issue, which will be available on newsstands beginning at the end of July. Here, editor-in-chief Melvin McLeod talks about how one of the world's most ubiquitous corporations is trying to make the world a better place, and looks at two new books that suggest how we might do the same by tending to the environment. Now, in his Mindful Society column, and in his lead story in this issue, Barry Boyce has been sort of looking at the organizations who have been bringing mindfulness into the culture at large, and the lead story this time is about Google, whose headquarters you recently visited with Barry and other Sun staffers. What was it like there? What was your experience?
Oh, we had a terrific time. We were out in San Francisco for the event that we put on with Pico Iyer and Paul Ekman at Herbst Hall, and Jim Gimian, the publisher, Molly DeJong, the associate publisher, Barry Boyce, and I were able to visit the famous Meng of Meng's Wall and get our tour of Google. And Google itself is a mind-blowing place. Meng, who was one of the early employees of Google, and as a result of his early stock options, now finds himself, to his immense surprise, a very wealthy man, is also a very dedicated Buddhist practitioner. And he himself has helped support a number of important Buddhist institutions with financial assistance, and has instituted a program of meditatively flavored program, shall we say, at Google called Search Inside Yourself. Norman Fisher is one of the teachers of that program. Mirabai Bush of the Center for Contemplative Mind and Society was also one of its designers. And so Meng and indeed Norman and Mirabai look upon this program, which is based on both a meditative point of view as well as on the kind of emotional intelligence view that was promulgated by Dan Goleman, see this as a potential model for bringing a meditative state of mind into the workplace in general. In a way, it's a bit of a test and an incubator at Google, and because it's one of the world's most progressive companies, they hope that that this model will be taken up elsewhere.
You mentioned Daniel Goleman, and in this issue, the eco-philosopher Stephanie Kaza reviews Goleman's Ecological Intelligence, and also A Buddhist Response to the Climate Emergency, which was edited by John Stanley, Guillermo Dorje, and David Loy. How do these two books differ in their approach to green living, or how are they similar?
Well, they differ quite a bit, and I think it's an interesting compare and contrast. Dan Goleman, as we all know, has been an extremely influential and a best-selling author who is a practicing and serious Buddhist practitioner, but who does not necessarily put his Buddhism at the forefront of what he writes. And he's written a book that Stephanie Kaza describes as, I would say, a guide to informed consumerism, in which consumers have full knowledge and understanding of the ecological effects of their purchasing decisions as potentially a transformative tool in improving the environment. By contrast, John Stanley, David Loy, of course, very familiar to Sun readers, is, I think, one of the leading engaged Buddhist thinkers in American Buddhism, and Guillermo Dorje have offered an anthology of comments, Buddhist-inspired comments on the ecological emergency, as they call it, climate emergency, primarily from Tibetan sources, but not exclusively. And I would say this is more a call to action to the Buddhist world to rise up and use the tools that Buddhists have at their disposal, the philosophical and meditative tools, to respond to what they see as a crisis. So one, I think, is Dan Goldman's is a broader attempt to offer tools to the population as a whole, and John Stanley and David Loy have issued a strong call to action to all practicing Buddhists to take up this cause in an intelligent way.
That was Melvin McLeod joining me to preview the September 2009 issue of the Shambhala Sun, which subscribers are receiving now. If you're not a subscriber, you can save half off by clicking the subscribe link found at the top of any page on ShambhalaSun.com, or you can pick up a copy at your newsstand beginning at the end of July. Keep coming back to Sunspace and ShambhalaSun.com for content from the September issue, as well as the web-only exclusives and more that Melvin and I talked about here. This is Rod Mead Sperry, and thanks for listening to Shambhala Sun Audio.